P&G urges men to lose their toxic masculinity in Gillette razor ad. By Tom Sicotta on January 14, 2019. Procter & Gamble is urging men to shave their toxic masculinity in a new ad for Gillette razors. The ad shows men fighting, cooking barbecue, and verbally harassing women, interspersed with news reports about the hashtag MeToo movement. A new ad from P&G razor brand Gillette encourages men to re-examine themselves in the way that they raise young boys. The ad, which is called We Believe, The Best Men Can Be, is essentially a two-minute broad generalization about the way that men act and think. The ad depicts men getting into fights, standing in front of barbecue grills, and verbally harassing women. The ad also heavily features news clips discussing the recent hashtag MeToo movement. In a comment to the Wall Street Journal, Pankaj Bala, Gillette's brand director, said that the advertisement is a meditation on the changes that men must make in America. This is an important conversation happening, and as a company that encourages men to be their best, we feel compelled to both address it and take action of our own, Bala said. We are taking a realistic look at what's happening today, and aiming to inspire change by acknowledging that the old saying boys will be boys is not an excuse. We want to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and hope all the men we serve will come along on that journey to find our best together. The ad immediately turned off customers, many of which said that they are done buying Gillette products. I am taking action, one Twitter user said in response to Gillette's call for action. I'm researching every product made by Procter & Gamble, throwing any I have in the trash, and never buying any of them again until everyone involved in this ad from top to bottom is fired and the company issues a public apology. OFFS, another user wrote. Let me know more toxic masculinity when it saves you from a burning building, goes to war to protect you and your freedoms, or rescues puppies, kittens, and horses from floodwaters after a hurricane. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.